Concerns are being raised about Australia's policing culture, with experts arguing entrenched masculinity within police forces is failing women and children, particularly in responses to domestic and family violence. The discussion has intensified following recent images of heavy-handed police responses at public protests, prompting broader questions about priorities, accountability, and whether meaningful cultural reform is taking place within the system. To hear more, I spoke to Dr. Alex Simpson, Associate Professor in Criminology at Macquarie University.
I think it's fair to say this kind of stems from the three incidents that we've seen across policing tactics in New South Wales, but also what's happened in Queensland most recently. So the first goes back to the policing of protesters with the visit of the Israeli President Isaac Herzog, where kind of protesters were forcibly contained and violence was used against them. And then in Queensland, we also have seen the closure of a special domestic violence unit at a time when domestic violence calls have increased by 220%, as well as most recently the decision by the Queensland Police Service not to pursue any internal disciplinary action against a police officer who has been accused of domestic violence against the president's partner. I think kind of whilst these are concerning in isolation, it really kind of paints a broader picture around the concern and the role of kind of masculinity within the culture of policing in terms of the tactics which are used, but also who the police are seen to be for.
What role does something like internal accountability, or in this case, the lack of it, play when officers are accused of misconduct, and what message does that send to the public?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you were to take just a purely statistical point of view, given the amount of kind of domestic violence within the total population, you would expect a proportion of that to take place within police force. But at the same time, I think it's also worth reminding ourselves that we have a higher degree of accountability for our police. They're there to protect us. They're there to kind of support us in kind of urgent times of need. They are first respondents to sites of violence, but also trauma. So in many ways, there are different levels of accountability that we have with the public for the police when it comes to issues of all forms of violence, but particularly domestic violence and violence against women and girls. So I think, therefore, it is of increased importance that police services, and not just the QPS in Queensland, kind of really respond to these issues, I guess, kind of quickly and urgently. And it's not just a failing that we've seen in Queensland, but also across New South Wales and Victoria too. So this is kind of a recurring concern rather than just an issue of isolation.
Just Queensland specifically, there was the 2022 Independent Commission of Inquiry into Queensland Police Response, and that found significant cultural issues within QPS, and I can imagine that is a consistent finding across different states, and there was recommendations made from that inquiry. Do you think enough has been done since those findings were handed down?
Well, I think this is why I find those three incidents that I started with concerning, because they do paint a picture, and one which, again, as you say, within Queensland, we've had repeated inquiries into policing practice in Queensland, in Victoria, and in New South Wales, and they all kind of say the same thing, in that there is a culture of sexism and misogyny and racism embedded within the police force. There is negative attitudes towards women. There are negative attitudes towards women, which then particularly inhibits the ability of the police to protect or to support the victims of domestic and family violence. And this is something which comes through time and time again. So this is why it's kind of more than just an isolated incident, but something which has been happening or really has been on the radar for successive police forces for a number of years now. So you mentioned the report which took place in Queensland, in New South Wales. So there was the 2023 Law Enforcement Conduct Review, which found very similar things. And then even when you go back to Victoria, go back as far as 2015, you know, they found in a kind of Equal Opportunities and Human Rights Commission into police. So again, there was a trench culture of everyday sexism and high tolerance of sexual harassment. So this has been a kind of an ongoing issue where very little measures, okay, I'm sure lots of measures have being taken place to close this gap. But we can really raise the question of whether it's working at the speed that it needs to.
Some of those recommendations, a lot of them are based on that more holistic approach. What can be done to ensure that these things are further implemented? You know, we've seen coercive control criminalized across many of the states in the last couple of years, but that still is largely a punitive approach to the problem.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're right about the coercive control legislation. In many ways, legislation is there. The laws are there to best support, again, victims of family, domestic and sexual violence. It's a way in which the police operate as these first responders and the culture which they bring into these spaces of violence, which are so often within the home. In terms of like the solution, you know, I often kind of refer back to Baroness Casey's report, who looked into practices of kind of misogyny and sexism and leading on to violence in the Metropolitan Police in London, because she really laid out what it needs. And it does seem to be quite clear and quite simple, the first of which is specialist units for violence against women, which, as you say, is just what we've seen be shut down within Queensland. Then there's also independent oversight for police who have perpetrated abuse. And this is kind of one where there's kind of question marks, because, again, in New South Wales, we have seen in the majority of cases that those who were alleged to have kind of committed a domestic violence offence, they were investigated by their peers from within the same command. And also, in most cases, there was no record as to whether their weapon was taken off of them during the investigation. So we have really a complete lack of accountability, and the idea of kind of independence is really brought here into question. And the final one is just kind of really mandatory standards of vetting and misconduct. That kind of goes back to having a different sense of accountability for people who are in our police force. There is almost a no tolerance to violence in this space, and there also shouldn't be at the same time. But we see, as Casey found in the Met, as we see here in successive forces in Australia, there is just that kind of steeping, I guess, kind of culture of misogyny, but also of kind of masculinity that comes through time and time again.
A big enduring question, but how do we change culture that seems to really be the undercurrent of something like the police force?
I mean, it's a really big question, you know. I think it is really challenging. You know, my own research focuses on finance and the culture exists within finance, and that vision of masculinity that is there, which is not a million miles away from what I'm describing in the police either. And how you unpick this, you know, one of the first things which I kind of often feel like, is there any internal desire for this culture to be challenge? And I really doubt it. I think we are increasingly seeing a police force, you know, populated predominantly by men. You know, not to say the women are excluded from it, but those voices which you allude to really talk and shed light on their experience. But also are for men. So we have this kind of culture of masculinity that runs all the way through it, from the very highest of command all the way down to the police on the street. And I think kind of there's no real internal desire as of yet to really challenge this, to really shift this, to really think about how it can be operated in a slightly different way. I think kind of that kind of hierarchical nature is really kind of part of it. It brings that kind of militarized state into policing practice. And it makes it hard to have voices to dissent, to speak out, to actually challenge seniors who are kind of acting in a misogynistic fashion.
That was criminology professor Dr. Alex Simpson from Macquarie University there.